From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. A bomb exploded in the Iraqi city of Karbala today, killing at least three people and wounding a dozen more. There was also a string of explosions in Baghdad after nightfall. No word yet on casualties or damage.
The explosions came a day after 16 U.S. soldiers were killed and more than 20 wounded when their Chinook helicopter crashed after coming under fire near the town of Fallujah. The soldiers were about to go on R&R, a routine break for rest. NPR's Jackie Lydon has been talking to U.S. soldiers in Baghdad about yesterday's attack.
Many from the Spartan Battalion of the 1st Armored Division stationed in Baghdad have been here since May. Tonight, they're on a foot patrol in the center of the city.
Rosa, take lead.
Rosa, get the team behind.
Staggered column.
Staggering their formation, the men move out. Some of Baghdad's tallest buildings loom beside them. They head down Sadoun Street, one of Baghdad's busiest. It's dark, but the moon comes up over the tops of the buildings. Sergeant Louis Trogler swivels his head right and left. He's the patrol leader and a newer member of the unit.
Yeah, he's just pretty much the unknown. You know, we always have to keep alert, you know, because we never know when the next hit will be. So yeah, we're always watching out.
For these soldiers, yesterday's Chinook tragedy underscores war's vagaries. Some soldiers survive, while others do not. Sergeant Trogler wonders why more wasn't done to protect the doomed helicopter.
The one thing that I kind of asked myself is where was that escort? You know, I should have had some kind of a, you know, like an Apache or something, you know, to defend it. But it's just one of those things, you know, just that happened. Yeah, we were kind of freaked out when that happened. There's a lot of guys passed away.
And that, he says, is tough, because the dead and wounded from the 82nd Airborne were brother soldiers. He has another name for them.
I guess another word would be battle buddy. Anytime we hear anything like that, you know, you hear about a soldier getting hurt, you know, we feel it, yeah, because, you know, those are our guys out there, you know, they're getting hurt, they're dying. So, yeah, we feel the effects. We get bummed out, you know, because it could be us, you know, it could be anybody.
In the dark, the patrol passes one of the most vivid symbols of the war. For Dow's Square, where the first statue of Saddam Hussein was pulled down after the U.S. military reached Baghdad. Now there's an Iraqi artist sculpture there on that pillar, and it's one more city monument.
Hey, maintain the same sequence, the same line, same order. Hey, just go back. We'll go back this way.
Specialist Juan Rosa is from the Bronx. He's been here since major combat ended. He knows the number of soldiers killed since then is higher than during the war itself, and that bothers him.
Whatever happens, happens. If it's meant to be, it's meant to be. Not a lot of people died during the war, but it's like the after war, the after effects. A lot of people will die when it's not during major conflicts or anything. I mean, that sucks. It really sucks.
The Spartan Battalion patrol comes back to their command post outside the Palestine Hotel. These streets are quieter, but that could change at any moment. And 7 months in, the greatest challenge, says Sergeant First Class Richard Brown, is telling friend from foe.
It's not the Iraqis. We've got to keep that in the back of our mind at all times, that this is not Iraq that is fighting us right now. I think most of the Iraqis want Iraq to be peaceful. It's a minority of foreigners to the country that are causing the problems. And by no means are they the majority at all. Not even close.
Their morale, they say, is strong, and they remain focused on the mission. But back in their barracks, they talk about the wounded soldiers and the dead friends. Jackie Lydon, NPR News, Baghdad.